Like little...
Couple what?
Little round medallions, couple of slices.
Uh-huh.
And you can cut it a little bit if you want to. But I usually leave it chunky and then just pour boiling water on it.
Huh. Let's try it.
Add a little honey or something, you know, if you want to.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been sick all winter. I had a cold. The summer's here. I get a terrible sore throat.
Oh, something in the air, maybe. I usually get attacked in my throat when I'm getting something, when I'm going to get something.
Yeah, me too.
That's why I like to catch it there.
Yeah.
I know. And then, you know, all your other nutritional things, you know. Somebody else just joined us.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good. And was that Loretta also?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning. Hope everybody's doing great.
Yeah.
You guys hear a little clicking sound?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it might be my phone here. My cell phone doesn't work in this condo that I'm in, so I'm using the condo phone, which is a handheld. I don't know if it's my phone. It might be.
Hmm. Well, have a great day, all.
Thank you, Steve. I wonder if I called back in, it would make a difference.
Was the only two on?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, I took a couple of those little power patches and put them on my throat, too. That seems to help.
Oh, good. Yeah, and if you have the Kinko Wave, you know, Ruth Williams always puts the Kinko Wave right on her throat.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, for sore throat. I'm just remembering that now.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. I can use that.
Yes, if you have that, stick it right on there.
You have all these things and you don't think of them, you know.
Well, I know. That's why I have us collectively here. Kind of neat.
So, are you in Arizona?
No, we drove to, we're in Del Mar, California.
Uh-huh.
Right now, we're going to be working the Del Mar Fair here. That starts on starts tomorrow.
Uh-huh. So, will you travel around to these fairs?
Well, we have in the past. We just do, now we do Oregon, the Oregon State Fair.
Uh-huh.
And then we picked this one up for this year. So it's nice because we get out of Phoenix.
Yeah.
108, and we drove here, and it was 66.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it's nice. We're close to the ocean, so it's a little bit overcast in the morning. And then it burns.
Has arrived.
That's kind of neat, too. Good morning. Oh. Somebody else joined us? I didn't catch a name. I just heard has arrived.
Yeah. I have a real good friend in Phoenix.
Oh, do you?
Yes. South Dawson Road.
Dobson. Dobson Road.
Yeah. It's a little retirement place.
Yeah, that's in probably Mesa.
Oh, yeah, it says Mesa.
Uh-huh.
346 Mesa. Huh.
Nancy. Has arrived.
Is that real close to Phoenix?
Yeah. Everything's real, like there's Phoenix and Scottsdale's just west, or just east of us, and Glendale is west of us, and then south is Tempe and Mesa, and more going towards the east is Gilbert and all these little communities, you know, but they're all tied in.
Okay.
Like Metroplex area.
Yeah.
So you can drive.
Isn't like the suburb of Phoenix?
Uh-huh.
Is that?
Yeah.
Hi, Nancy.
Morning. How are you, Loretta?
Okay. Suffering with a sore throat, but other than that, I'm all right.
Do you have any vitamin C tablets?
Yeah.
Suck on them? That's jade, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm all out of my jade. I'm waiting for my order to come.
Yeah, suck on some vitamin C.
Oh.
With immunity.
Are they bitter?
No.
No?
The ones I have are not. They're fruit flavored.
Oh.
They are chewable, actually.
Yeah, I used to get those. They I remember, I've never seen those in a long time. They used to
sell food stores them.
When you're checking out by the register, they used to have them.
The one that I get them are with the nutritionals.
Okay.
What's immunity?
Yeah?
Am I being here? Yeah, immunity always is good. I was telling Loretta a slice or a couple of slices of ginger.
Yeah.
Even some tea with honey.
Like a tea.
Yeah. Well, try all these things. Take away those.
Have a busy day putting them all in.
I went to the naturopathic doctor yesterday, and he said, because you were in the wind, I was in the wind for 2 days working in the garden, and we had terrible winds. I mean, it was like hurricane winds. But I stayed right out there and kept working. And he said, because you worked in the wind, it knocked down my immune system and my nose and my throat.
Really?
Never heard of that before.
Wow.
Yeah. So I guess it's not a good thing to work out in the wind for so long.
You know, Loretta, I just thought of something, too, with the vitamin C. My before I got involved with Deacon, I was seeing a doctor friend who treats nutritionally, and she told me, because I used to always get upper respiratory stuff, and she told me when I know I'm going to be outside, and we've worked outside a lot before I know I'm going to, if I know I'm going to be outside, to beef up on my vitamin C before I go out, let's take a couple of thousand milligrams or something.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like a antihistamine.
Yep.
And it works in all those little areas.
Yeah.
I just remembered that, too. So if you...
Mary Lou has arrived.
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. Good morning.
Good morning. So that might be, you know, something to remember for the future.
Yeah.
Just, you know, a bunch of Jay Green times, you know, is always good too.
Yeah.
That's great. I've been reading a little bit in the Rave Diet and Lifestyle book again.
Mm-hmm.
I brought that one with me. I don't have the eating DVD. I have to get another one. But I was reading about, well, it's the first, it's the second chapter now, I guess, but about fat. And I
said, Onita
has arrived.
Hey, Onita.
Hi.
I was thinking about fat in the diet. And he's talking about of course, he's talking against meat and that kind of thing, too. When they took meat in Germany, they took meat out of the diet.
Right.
All the livestock out of Belgium to Germany, and within 2 years, heart disease disappeared from the Belgian population.
Yep.
Because they had no meat to eat. When they brought it back, the heart disease came back. But then he goes down to talk about the people who are on the bandwagon for low fat and that kind of thing. Trans fats or hydrogenated oils can also be the cause of heart disease. Those who promote high-fat diets have seized on this fact and cite trans fats as the main cause of heart disease. This argument not only ignores clinical studies of over 50 years of solid medical research, but common sense. When cows are fed meat, for example, they develop heart disease just like we do. And no cow I ever know of, have ever known has eaten an Oreo cookie. Similarly, autopsies of prehistoric humans who ate meat-heavy diets in certain areas of the world have shown heart disease in 25-year-olds. And to my knowledge, they never had Krispy Kreme donuts for breakfast while sitting around the campfire. There are also cases where people have actually reversed heart disease following a Rave diet, but then returned to eating meat, and their heart disease returned as well. When an animal-based diet is introduced to populations which never had heart disease in their history, heart disease becomes their number one killer. So to blame this disease on trans fats while saying it's okay to eat high levels of saturated fat and cholesterol, high-fat advocates are providing people with very dangerous advice. Simply boils down to yet another diversionary tactic in order to keep people on meat-based diets and keep the revenues of high-fat diet programs fat. So, and then he says another related argument of the high fat set is that during the last 20 years, Americans are eating less fat, yet getting fatter, so lower dietary fat doesn't result in weight loss. The conclusion, it isn't the fat that's making it fat, but the carbs, so follow a low-carb diet. As appealing as this argument may seem, it is completely false. In fact, Americans are now eating more fat than ever. The basic problem is that they're also eating more calories than ever. As a result, the percentage of fat from total calories has declined, but the total fat in our diet has actually increased. And then he talks about the Dr. Nathan Pritikin and Dr. Robert Adkins, both who have died. And Pritikin followed a RAVE diet when he reversed his own heart disease. And he stipulated in his will that he should be autopsied and the results published, regardless of the outcome. So in following that, his will's directive, his body was autopsied, and it was found that he had the heart and arteries of a young man, which were completely clear of any signs of heart disease or atherosclerosis. He had totally reversed his heart disease with diet, and the results of his autopsy were published in the New England Journal of Medicine. In stark contrast, everything possible was done to conceal the health of Dr. Adkins before and after his diet, his death. Despite claims by the Adkins people, his diet was heart healthy. And despite decades of solid medical research showing such a diet to be stupendously heart unhealthy. In fact, a recent study has shown that the Adkins diet reduces blood flow to the heart by 40% after just 1 year. Like, wow. So high amounts of any kind of fat, be it vegetable fats or animal fats, decreases the amount of oxygen delivery to the body. After a high-fat meal, doctors can actually see blood sludging in the white of the patient's eyes due to the high concentration of fat. A blood sample taken from a man a few hours after eating a cheeseburger and shake revealed that half of the blood sample consisted of fat. American blood is so thick with fat that doctors are now scrambling to put millions of patients on aspirin therapy in an effort to just end their blood. So some people try to justify a 30% fat diet by pleading we need lots of fat in our diet, but in fact the amount of fat you need is tiny, just 3 to 4% of total calories from fat. In other words, a 30% fat diet, what mainstream medicine calls a low-fat diet, is giving you 10 times the amount of fat that you actually need. And most Americans eat a 40% plus fat diet. In fact, there has never been a recorded case of fat deficiency of a dietary origin in the history of mankind. So, you know, as far as percentages and stuff go, like, you know, I wonder. A RAVE diet will show you how to achieve a 10% fat level with delicious foods so you can reverse heart disease. And if you eat to prevent or reverse heart disease, you'll be preventing all other degenerative diseases that are making Americans sick and causing them to die prematurely. That is the ticket the RAVE diet has for you on the health train. And RAVE stands for no refined, no animal, no vegetable oil, no exceptions, plus exercise. I think I remember that. So I'm like, wow. For me, I don't really restrict my fat that much. I mean, I use olive oil. And being plant-based the majority of the time, I do love avocados and that kind of thing, too. And olives. Any comments? Any questions or anybody thought about any of that stuff too?
Which book are you reading now?
This is from The RAVE Diet and Lifestyle.
Okay.
By Mike Anderson. I just pulled it out of my bookshelf. I mean, that was one when I was reading the China study, that was one that came along too. There's some great recipes in the back.
Right, yeah. I haven't
You haven't read it?
Well, I have, but not for quite a while.
Yeah, I just kind of And I just sometimes wonder about the fat part. You know, I just kind of wonder about it sometimes, so.
Yeah.
It caught my attention this morning. He has a section on no vegetable oils, but I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, I was going to say,
On McDougal's, they recommend no oil too, don't they? Or no, or as little fat as possible. And the Dr. Eshelstein's Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease also is no fat. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I haven't read Eshelstein's book yet either.
I was looking at the, I've been going through the spectrum. I had gotten that some time back and hadn't read it, and I'm on a place called, it was Nutrigenomics or something like that, and he's talking about high insulin response is averse to low insulin response and actually changing the genes or making them less prone to disease if you are with a low insulin response.
Wow, like from the foods that you eat?
Yeah, he was talking about a study in Finland that put people on a rye pasta diet, which has a low insulin response, or on a wheat, oat, and potato diet with a high insulin response. And he said the low insulin response group had 71 genes that showed decreased expression, whatever that is, and none showing increased expression, and the other one was just the opposite, so...
Yeah, because, you know, and Dr. Oz has talked about, like, the fat around the middle of the body.
Yeah.
Around the waistline and that kind of thing. And I think I remember that being a response to insulin.
Yeah, it could be.
Mm-hmm. Nancy, do you remember that? Are you still here, Nancy?
Listening in, maybe.
The omentum and that kind of thing. I'm kind of thinking about my midsection as I'm approaching old more birthdays. Put it that way.
My problem is from where my waist is, which is above my belly button to, you know, then it goes out from there. So, but he always measures the waist around the belly button, which is,
It's not necessarily where your body just goes in.
That's right.
Yeah, my waist is getting higher all the time.
Mine's always been there, but anyway. Makes you recalculate.
That's great. Anybody else have any comments or questions today? Do we have anybody new on the call? Or maybe newly returned. I haven't heard. I know there were a couple of clicks, but your name. There was one little thing here I wanted to leave to.
Let's just say I hope somebody comes on to talk to you because I'm going to have to click off and go to work shortly. But I wanted to get in a little bit. So.
Oh, well, I'm glad you did. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm here.
Loretta's here.
Good.
I won't be left hanging. Another little thing here's about calcium too. I think the best source of this is an article on Milk Mayhem. Here's an interesting one too. The lady had a question. She said she recently returned to work after having her first baby. She's taking real good care of her health. Eats lots of salads, seaweeds, and ton of food in general. She bought a breast pump and left milk for her husband to feed her daughter while at work. He called in a panic and said he couldn't give her the milk because it was green. It must have spoiled. She checked it out, and while it smelled fine, it was a lovely pale green color. Any ideas? And the answer was, actually, it's a good thing your milk was green. Breast milk color is a reflection of your dietary intake and may change with vitamin supplementation, herbal remedies, medications, or the foods you eat. If you consume a lot of green leafy vegetables, then your milk will reflect that excellent chlorophyll color. Seaweed also does a great job in changing the hue of breast milk, so if you're gobbling up arami seeds, which are high in calcium and zinc, your milk will be green. You know, that just caught my attention. But the leafy greens, collards, have 357 milligrams of calcium per cup cooked. and spinach has 291 milligrams per cup cooked. And kale has 277 milligrams per cup cooked.
What page is that on?
Well, now this is in the magazine.
Oh, that's in the magazine, darn. I was hoping it was in the Rave.
Yeah, this is Veg News, recent magazine I picked up, and I just happened to see that Milk Mayhem. I'll see if I can't find something about that. It's just a little short article. And then it has non-dairy milks, like hemp milk, oat milk, soy milk, rice milk, coconut milk, and their percentages.
You might send those percentages and stuff downline. That would be something that would be nice to have.
It would be, yeah. And it said, think the best source of calcium comes from cows? Think again. Fortified non-dairy milks and dark leafy greens offer a delicious way to fill your daily 1,000-milligram dose of the bone-strengthening mineral without involving a single animal. So it's just a little short thing, yeah. I could do that. I may have to... I'm working on it. I still haven't gotten my computer hooked up here. Hopefully today I'll be able to. There's some problem with the wireless network, or it could be my laptop. I don't know yet. But I will, it's a little blip. I'll just type it up and then email it out.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. Because just like when I first went plant-based and people said, where do you get your protein? Now people are saying, where do you, because you're not eating dairy, where do you get your calcium?
Yeah.
Oh, it's, I like that little blip right there, too. So good. Well, anybody have anything to offer to the soup?
No, the China study has a nice chat on calcium.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that does, but the protein is what we need to chart on, really. So.
True. Yep.
Prove we don't have to eat meat to get it.
Right.
Yeah, that's that one on page 230 or something like that.
Yeah.
And the that's good. So, let me read this too real quick here.
Does that Veg Times magazine have a website?
You know what? I bet it does. Well, this is called Veg News.
Oh, I mean the Veg News, yeah.
Yeah. And I have picked it up on occasion. Let me look here and see if they got
it. I just have a comment while you're looking. I've been off the phone since you started talking about whatever you were starting to talk about. But on Dr. Oz yesterday, he had Rip Esselstein,
oh,
the fireman who wrote the book that's the Dr. Esselstein's son from here.
Yeah.
He's a fireman. And it was, I guess it was a repeat, but I'm thinking maybe it was on while we were in Maine when I didn't watch much TV. And a fire department, maybe in California, asked Oz for his help. And he brought in Esselstyn, because he's a fireman, and started off with pointers that they have to follow. You know, I was shocked at what their scale showed, that each of them, there were three of them who weighed in. I mean, all of them were way over 200. One of them was like 270. He held, well, a lot of it's muscle, I'm sure. But his waist was really big, too. Anyway, the first thing I think he told them was no dairy. You know, milk, cheese, ice cream, all out. And he went to a total plant-based diet. And the last thing was processed oils.
Yeah, you know, okay.
It's his father's diet. His father's reversing heart disease diet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting.
No processed oils.
Well, and no animal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No animal, no dairy, no... Oh, and with the dairy and no processed foods.
Yeah, no processed
foods.
Yeah,
right there. It was a good
That's
one to
great. So that was on Oz.
It was on Oz yesterday, one or two of the segments, yeah.
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 Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, but...
No, that's right in there.
Yeah, I was looking... I had to get off the phone because Jamie called because he's trying to find Marty a car.
Oh.
fun.
How's he doing?
Marty or the car? Marty's doing nicely. Although he's very reluctant to give up the walker. He's really concerned that his other leg, which is sore, is going to start hurting like it was before the surgery.
Oh.
So he's going to outpatient physical therapy now. And I said, you know, tell him when you go. He was there Monday for the first time, going back again tomorrow. No, he was there Tuesday, whatever. I said, tell him. You know, maybe there's exercises you should be doing for your left leg also.
Oh, I bet there is, yeah.
Yeah. But he's very, very afraid of going back to that pain.
Onita, before you, I know you have, may have to go, it's vegnews.com, VEGNEWS.com.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Yeah. Well, I'm glad he's, they use, you know, and just from when I've been in rehab with chiropractic stuff before in the past, there's always the other side.
Sure.
That needs the workout.
Oh, yeah, and it's interesting because my Tai Chi teacher always said, you know, PT does not, they just deal with one side, and Tai Chi does both, which she strongly recommends.
What's it called,
Tai Chi?
Oh, Tai Chi, yeah.
Am I Tai Chi? But hell, it's 5 weeks, and a week from, no, it's coming next Wednesday, today's Thursday, ready? Wednesday, he has a 6 week follow-up, and hopefully he will release him from any restraints, which would be very nice.
I know.
The end is in sight, huh?
I hope so, yeah.
Thanks.
Why I'm making noise?
Actually, it's not the end, it's the beginning.
Oh, okay.
It's the beginning of a new life. Freedom.
Yeah.
For both of us.
Well, yeah.
But he needs a car to drive.
Okay. I'm looking now for that calcium little thing. I'm going to type that up in a later. They have a great recipe in here that looks, I haven't tried it yet, so I've got to try a few new recipes before I talk about them because I don't really know if they're good, but.
Are you on the ocean there where you are?
We're close.
Good.
We actually took Gracie to the dog beach yesterday.
Oh, yeah? They have a lot of those there, I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. There's one in particular. In fact, they post big signs that
uh-huh.
say, you know, bacteria in the water. That's why.
Oh.
Because there's so many dogs running around. But
yeah. Is she able to run with the other dogs now?
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Off like
wow. Isn't that great?
We had to pull her out, though, because her legs were quivering. She,
uh-huh.
We had to make her sit down and rest.
That's time. Time out.
Time out. But she was so... Oh,
she's come a long way, though.
Yeah. She took off like a bullet. And,
wow.
In the ocean, playing, chasing the balls. And I'm just afraid she's going to, you know, overdo.
Overdo, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
But, you know, she has youth in her corner also, just like people.
Yeah. And everybody just thinks we're so amazing for it. You know, not getting rid of her or whatever.
Okay.
I could never.
How can you do that? I mean, there's so much a part of your family.
Yeah.
Although, I have always said we're more humane with animals than we are with people.
Well,
when it does
yeah.
get down to that and the time is right, yes.
Yes.
But she was young and you do what you can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, it's fun. So, we're going to check out the doggy daycare today because she's going to be going there. She's going to be going there during the day.
Mm.
Hair starts tomorrow.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah.
Long day.
Mm. So, it'll be fun. We've actually met a couple of people here at the complex, at the condo. We've got this great condo. It's so neat. And, you know, there's places where you take your dogs. I've met two couples already with dogs.
Oh, wow.
Wondering, you know, how she's doing and that kind of thing. One lady's a real estate agent. And the other couple, they moved here from Europe a couple of years ago. They had three children. I think the older one's 12. Oh, if you need the girls to come over and take her out today, you know, we
can. Baby sister.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, gosh. That's so sweet.
Cool.
We'll just take her for. I don't want to leave her in the condo. I can't imagine what might happen.
Yeah, it's not like it's your house. I agree.
Isn't really too, but you know, when we're gone from a new place, I don't know.
Mhm. Yeah, you never know what a dog's going to do. And putting her in a cage all day at this condo wouldn't be healthy either.
No.
Although a lot of dogs do it.
Mhm. And she is crate trained.
Is she?
Yeah, but we're taking her for doggy day.